Well, we're here with Cheryl Gay Stolberg. Cheryl is White House correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, experienced Capitol Hill reporter, not to mention White House correspondent. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Cheryl, your article this morning in the Times is a lot more optimistic than the other stuff that people have been writing that I've been writing and reporting about this healthcare debate. You say there's not just light at the end of the tunnel, but there's plenty of light in the tunnel for the president and Democrats to get this done.
Well, what I say is that the conventional wisdom is that, you know, his health care bill is on life support and that it would take a miracle to revive it, but that, in fact, the conventional wisdom might be wrong. Now, that's not to say, Todd, that there's not huge challenges ahead for the president. This could really blow up at any time. But the fact of the matter is that there are a few pieces in place for him. Healthcare industry players like the pharmaceutical companies, the hospitals, the doctors, the insurers are still at the negotiating table, even after this raucous August. The public does not seem to have changed its mood that much. Support has dipped, it's true, but still 60% of the public, surprisingly, in a recent CBS poll, supports the public option, the most controversial element of the plan. And that there's still broad agreement within the Democratic Party, even though there are tensions between moderates and liberals, there's broad agreement about what a package would look like. And the fact of the matter is that four of the five committees considering health legislation have already passed bills. Now, that's not to say, again, that there's not a long way to go. I'm just saying the plan is not dead in the water.
And as they get close to voting time, or at least closer to voting time, what about the attitude amongst the people who have to vote on this stuff? Most people have written off House Republicans completely. They look towards the Senate. Is there any hope, do you think, for getting to magical 60? Is there any hope for bringing a couple of Republicans on board here?
Well, I think people are correct to write off House Republicans, but the fact of the matter is that Democrats control the House and they can pass a bill without Republican support. The president says he wants bipartisanship, and he's trying in the Senate, and there are a few prospects. Senator Olympia Snow of Maine is one. Her colleague in Maine, Susan Collins, although not active in this debate, I think is another likely contender. And there's some new indications that some other Republicans, maybe even Senator George Voinovich of Ohio, who's been a swing vote in the past, might be in play.
And, so, who doesn't have to run for reelection because he's retiring.
Right. That's right. And you know, is the president likely to get overwhelming bipartisan support for this bill? No. But what he needs to pass the Senate is 60 votes. And he has a shot at getting 60 votes. And if he doesn't get 60, he could use the legislative maneuver known as reconciliation, which would allow a bill to pass with 50 votes, although it's more complicated to do it that way.
And a lot of folks around the Senate call that the nuclear option because of what it would do to relationships between Senator Cheryl Stolberg from the New York Times. Before I let you go, I want to ask you just one more question about some of the specifics. Now that the chairman of the Finance Committee, Max Baucus, has released his proposal. You mentioned Senator Olympia Snow as one of the sort of bridgers here, one of the compromisers. She has talked about sort of a trigger. Yes, we can have a public option, but only in the future if other reforms fail and costs don't come down. Baucus didn't mention that. Is that idea still in play here?
It's a good question, but, you know, that's an idea that not only appeals to Senator Snow, but also a wavering Democrat, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, has said he would contemplate that. So even though Baucus didn't mention it, we all know that this bill is, like all the other bills that have passed, is a starting point. And it's possible to see a compromise emerging around the trigger. Liberals don't like it. Advocates of a public option, a strong public option, don't want it. But I think faced with a bill or no bill, those people might go for it.
All right. Cheryl Stolberg of the New York Times, White House correspondent and experienced healthcare reporter, thanks for joining us to bring us up to speed. We appreciate it. Of course, the president speaks before Congress and senators and members of the public tonight. There are also thousands of ordinary Americans who will be watching, and many of them are still unconvinced that the president has arrived at the best solution for health reform. And we have two such people with us right now. Brad Bynum is a landscape architect from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He gave up health insurance a year ago when he left his job for a position with higher pay but has no health benefits. Brad is a registered Republican. Faith Dow, who you heard in our opening, is a freelance writer from San Francisco. She doesn't have health insurance, but she voted for President Obama. Brad, is there anything the president can say tonight when you'll be watching that will convince you that health reform is needed now and that he has the right recipe?
Well, I think the basic thing is something clear cut, and that seems to be the problem, is that you hear all these different options of co-op or this or that, and there's not a clear cut solution of what the direction that he wants to take and wants to go.
Well, let me ask you about that, Brad.
That'll make it work.
Let me ask you about that real quick, because you want clear cut, and I certainly understand that, but healthcare is, as I know you know, is unbelievably complex. We have a million different programs and insurance companies all over the map. Is it a little bit too much to expect, do you think, for any politician to be able to make it simple and clear cut when it's such a morass to begin with?
I think you can take the basics of what you want and outline the basics. And I think that's one of the fears that I have, too, is that if you just get a basic bill in there and then everybody starts adding on to critique it, then you have special interest and it becomes a monster. And that's, you know, I would at least like to know which direction he wants to go with it and try to outline the way that he would like to see it done so that I can compare it to what we have.
Now, Brad, you don't have health insurance. Do you feel like you need it right now?
Oh, absolutely. I had a lack of health insurance once before, and it ended up costing me my house.
All right, Faith Dow, freelance writer in San Francisco and a Democrat, you also don't have health insurance. Are you more inclined to sign on to what the president wants to do? Why are you skeptical?
I'm skeptical for the same reasons as our Republican friend outlined. There's too much being left open to interpretation and nothing concrete. And insurance companies are notorious for finding reasons to deny coverage of people even after you've paid premiums. So I would like to see something that holds them accountable and that offers coverage to people without limitations.
So you want the president to clearly say that his plan will have no denial of coverage for pre-existing conditions, no rescission, they can't cancel your plan if you get sick?
Yes.
And Faith, let me ask you, what's your current situation? You don't have health insurance. Do you feel like you need it, or are you missing out on care right now?
I'm not missing out on care, but the feeling of wondering if something bad happens, what would one do, is there. So I would like to have coverage again. Through my former employer, it was $700 a month, and I can't maintain that cost myself.
Faith and Brad, it's Lynn Scher here. Let's do our own little mini poll about what the outcome is going to be. Does either of you believe you're going to get the answers you want tonight, and does either of you believe this program is going to pass?
I believe it'll probably pass, and what I would like to hear tonight is, like I said, we don't even know which direction, if he wants to go national, if he wants to go co-op, if, you know, and whether I believe that I'm going to get the answer tonight is, I think he's been working on it, but I'll just have to wait and see.
Faith, you think it's going to happen?
I'm skeptical, quite frankly. We'll see what happens.
Brad, I want to ask you real quick, just because your situation there in Oklahoma, you've got two senators who are both Republicans, Tom Coburn, who's a physician, and James Inhofe. They have both been sort of reflexively against anything that the Democrats have brought to the table. Do you support that, or have you been skeptical of your own senators who haven't really been coming to the table on this? Real quick.
Well, actually, I'm rather disappointed in all of the bipartisan. In other words, if I take a stand and this falls on its face, then I look good type mentality. And I respect what he tried to do in the beginning. In other words, here's what I want to do. You guys work out something. And that hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. So he has to step in and say, here's what I want to do. I want the people behind me. If he explains that clearly, fine. But yes, I do get tired of voting just because it's one way or the other.
Right.
We need to do the right thing.
All right. We're going to check in with Brad Bynum and Faith Dow both tomorrow night to find out if President Obama's speech changed their minds at all.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.